20, 46, and first are three numerical terms that factor into today's special edition of CNN 10. And we'll be explaining all of that in a couple minutes. Welcome to everyone watching worldwide. I'm Coral Azuz. 20 is the amendment to the U.S. Constitution that sets January 20th as the date when new or re-elected U.S. presidents are inaugurated and when the terms of their predecessors end. It's also the Constitution that includes the 35 words of the president's oath of office. Chief Justice John Roberts led new President Joe Biden in those words yesterday.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
Office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
46 is the second number I mentioned at the beginning of today's show. With his oath of office, Joseph R. Biden Jr. officially became America's 46th president. But he's not the 46th person to hold the job. Grover Cleveland served as both the 22nd president and the 24th president because the two terms he served in the late 1800s were not back-to-back. He lost the election in between them to President Benjamin Harrison. So Mr. Biden is the 46th president, but the 45th individual to serve in the role. And that role began yesterday with his plan to sign 17 executive actions. These are orders for members of the executive branch. They don't usually affect as many people as the laws Congress passes, but they do establish presidential policy. President Biden's new executive actions concern the coronavirus pandemic, the environment, immigration, and government regulations. Some of them undo the actions signed by former President Donald Trump. Some of them return to policies set by former President Barack Obama when Biden served as vice president. And that brings us to another numerical term I mentioned. First, there's more than one first concerning this presidency. At age 78, when he took the oath of office, President Biden became the oldest American ever to assume the role. And Vice President Kamala Harris has made history. Her mother was Indian and her father is Jamaican. So Mrs. Harris is both the first woman and the first woman of color to become U.S. Vice President. The first day for new leaders is usually a busy one. Lots of ceremonies, lots of greetings. But there was no traditional parade to the White House from the Capitol, and there was no inaugural ball this time around. Because of coronavirus concerns, virtual and televised events helped mark the transition of power in the United States. Americans got a glimpse of the new president's vision for the country and his outline for the next 4 years in his inaugural speech.